The Blind Spot with Rebecca Skeet and Tiffany Martin.
Hello, my name is Beck, Rebecca, Reebs, Reba, whatever. Actually, no, my name is Rebecca with a K. Put some respect on my name. Hi, I'm a co-host of The Blind Spot, and I'm joined here with my other co-host, Kick It To Ya.
It's Simply Tiff. I don't have any special names, but
Simply Tiff, like Simply Orange, the juice,
because
it's
go.
Just you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Hey, feel free to, we just started, but Simply Orange, you can sponsor us.
Anytime.
Sounds organic, like your juice.
Well, yeah, we are here, all of the names over there, and Simply Tiff here. And today we're going to talk about, is this cliche? And the introduction of how we got here to The Blind Spot, all puns intended.
All puns. So is this cliche, title of the mini episode? What does that mean? How did we get here?
How did we get here? So we're going to give some context to the show, a little bit of history, and then, you know, our purpose and everything. So good grief. This started back in September 2024.
My birth month.
Great month.
Yeah.
Second to August. That's neither here nor there. But It started, we had a mutual friend and we went to a soul food spot in Dallas. And it was there. What did you do? What did you propose?
First of all, I don't know if you could pick up, but we're funny. A time is had. I myself am entertained continuously. And I was like, we should do a podcast. Why not? Let's do it together.
And I simply said, no, thank you.
So like if there was music playing, be like, da-da-da, da-da-da, screeches to a stop. I want no parts.
No, really, seriously, I did not. It was, one, everybody has a podcast. Mm-hmm. And why would I want to, you know, throw myself into the fray? And judgment. Yeah. And I did not say this. I'm not wearing these shades because I'm cool, but I am. I'm wearing these shades because I am blind as a bat. So, no, sometimes I wear them, sometimes I don't. I just felt like being cool and wearing my Wonder Woman shirt today. Category, red. But, yeah, I was just like, that's a lot of judgment going out there. I don't want to suck. And, yeah, so nerves. And Beck over there was just, oh, no, this will be great. All the confidence.
Listen, fake it till you make it. I don't know about all the confidence. I got some of it. but those are realistic reasons to be like, everybody's doing it. Do we do it for just the sake of it? And the truth of the matter is, like, even if that were the case, like, hey, everybody's doing it, we're doing the same thing. Can't nobody do what we do when we get ready to do what we do in the way that we do it. You know what I'm saying? So why not? And I'm wearing the glasses as an ally and because I got bags underneath these eyes. But I can see. I can see y'all. Accessibility.
Hashtag A11Y.
Yeah. So that's where we came in with the is this cliche. I feel like it's an idiom, so people use it all the time. But I always, at least whenever I'm having conversations with people, I want to make sure that we're operating from the same operating definition, I guess. Cliche, what does it mean? It's a phrase or opinion that is overused and betrays a lack of original thought. And to that point, it's like, hey, everybody's doing it. What are we going to do that's different from what other folks do? And even then, yes, we care about other people's opinion because I guess we're human, but it's also our own opinion as to is what we put out going to be in line with our expectation, the level of, and yes, I expect good things and I do hold myself to a certain standard, but I feel like Tiffany's standard is a little bit higher.
On a deeper level, well, service level, I was laughing because I'm like, we're really shoehorned is that cliche because I'm listening to your definition and I was like, wait, I use that completely incorrect. So let me learn you something. But outside of that, yeah, I feel like being a Black woman, with a disability can't do, you know, half the stuff. You got to do it, you know, 100% and above. So, yeah, I was like, I'm not going to half butt this whole entire operation. And so I did some investments, and I asked our friendly personal assistant manager, Pam, a.k.a. ChatGPT, for some insight. I am the AI nerd. And so I was like, yeah, we're going to go all in. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. And I'm going to make sure that I do my part. So my co-host isn't ashamed of me, but yeah.
You would have to do quite a bit for me to be ashamed. And even then, I'm wearing glasses and a hat, so I'll act like I don't know you. I'll just, I'm moonwalking out of the room. But no, I think the title for the, is this cliche, works, end up working perfectly, whether we were originally thinking of it along the lines of its original definition or not, because it was exactly that. Like, everybody's doing it. What would make ours unique? And the answer is us. Short, fast, and simple. I also think it's interesting that what you just mentioned of being Black women, being blind, what have you, that you have to go above and beyond. I would think, well, maybe not. I was going to say, I'm trying to find the best way to word this. I'll just say it. And then if I need to go back and adjust it, then we'll do that. We'll just do a bloop, bloop, and erase it from the memory. Do you feel like expectations of you from other people are as high as the expectations you put on yourself?
Ew. Are we trying to go this deep on an introduction?
Listen, right on in there. Give the people let them know what to expect. All this and more.
Oh, gosh. I've always had high expectations for myself. But then when you put on like this disability filter, if you will, then it's like, okay, there are preconceived notions. And so there's a lot of underestimation. And so when I do something, I feel like not only do I have to meet, but I also have to exceed expectations. So, you know, it's not a matter of getting a mic. I have to get the proper mic. And, you know, it has appearances are everything, presentation, and, you know, can't seem like you're inadequate in any shape, form, or fashion. So it's all of those things. And then when you are like intentionally putting yourself out as far as a pod, times 100. So, yes, on my end. And then as far as like others, you know, that's a whole episode that we'll get on. But I've had just blatant ableism, you know, that I've encountered. And so I know it's present. I believe that God has blinded me from it.
Another pun there. I see what you did.
Yeah. And so, but no, like I said, I have high expectations for myself. I know what the disability community comes against. And so I just want to make sure I do my part. Not that I have to, but my standard, my body, my rules. So, yeah.
See, I respect the heck out of that. And I didn't intentionally mean to go that deep that quick, but it just came up organically. And I was like, hey, if I had the thought to ask you, I'm sure other folks have had the thought about themselves as well. Because I feel like some of the things that you mentioned, there's a certain level of vulnerability doing this. Just with like the cameras on us, the potential response, then it's a vulnerable state to put yourself in. But then if we're going to be vulnerable, we might as well benefit us from it, grow, learn, identify things that we need to assess, and then also have other folks benefit from it as well. Because sometimes hearing someone ask a question of themselves not necessarily gives us permission to ask it of ourselves, but it triggers a domino effect of, hey, have I asked myself, am I my own roadblock to the things that I need to accomplish or what have you? Am I the first no that I hear? And some of these things I feel like I can say when I'm talking, I'm like, yes, yes, you know, get out of your own way, you know, you missed 100% of the shots you don't take, shoot your shot. And I can say that to other people, but then to myself, it's like, hey, yo, keep that over there. But it's also one of those things of like, as I'm talking to other people, because I can say it with conviction to you, Then, like in the back of my mind, it's like, but what about you? This is me patting myself on the back. Hey, this applies to you too. Get out of your own way. Don't let, your own perceived issues keep you
Yeah.
from doing what you need to do. And some of them are perceived, some of them are real. Like, nah, that's a legit barrier. Like, that is an actual wall. You can run through it if you want, but you're not the Kool-Aid man. You'll bounce back.
No.
But anyway, the other thing I was thinking of, what'd you say, meet and exceed? We should do shirts that say Mother May I, and the May is like meet and exceed. Yeah? No? Maybe not.
Look at you
Something along those lines.
on the spot, but no, I'm very good at pointing out, things in other people. I always say that I'm a pearl because I like, in order to create a pearl, you need an adjutant and it irritates it until it turns into a pearl. Or I always bring pressure to people. And so I'm like, yeah, come around me, turn into a diamond.
Wait a minute. You're the irritant or you're the pearl?
I just say I'm a pearl because that sounds better than calling myself an irritant.
Okay. She's like, I'm going around here agitating folks.
No, I really do agitate. Like, I tell
Okay.
everybody, I'm like, it's a warning. It's a disclaimer. I'm like, if you want to be my friend, know that I will
Right.
irritate you because if you tell me a dream, then I go into all of my modes. It's like producer mode, marketing mode, operations, strategy. It's like, okay, you can do that. And it was like, I just thunk it.
Thunk, thinking,
So,
thunk.
yeah, it's one of those things where I have to tell friends, like, when you're talking to me, do you need me to be a soundboard? Or do you need me to go into strategy mode? Like, you have to tell me what you want. And so that's how
Can
we connect.
confirm. Not the irritant part, but the I do feel
Well, dang.
like, sorry to tell you, and now that it's recorded and it's gonna be, saved for
All of
everyone to hear.
eternity.
But not less the irritant part, but the I do feel accountability for better. And I like that. I like the fact that I don't feel that complacency and mediocrity are things that I can do in your presence. And those aren't things that I want to do. So it's good that I'm like, all right, well, if I'm gonna come around her, I'm gonna need to come with something. You know what I'm saying? Like, did you do XYZ? Let me go ahead on and get this done. So whenever I talk to her, I can say yes, or
Yeah.
X is done and YZ is in progress.
I appreciate that. If I have that effect on people, then great. I feel like that around you is like, oh, okay, she's doing this, this, and this. Let me not and not competition. Let's be clear, not
Right.
competition. It's literally you're beside somebody and their light shines really bright that it just reflects on you. So you're like, oh, snap, let me, do my thing. And so that's what I do appreciate about my friendships and like my sister, that's my best friend. It's like I really can't do. I don't think mediocrity is in me, and I don't think mediocrity is in my friends. But everybody's okay with just themselves. Like you don't need to be anybody else but you, but all of that like makes me want to be a better me. So.
Yeah. I feel like mediocrity are kind of like my fat jeans, you know? I feel like everybody has those, regardless of what size you are. And it's not putting anyone down. It's just you have something that used to fit you well, and you're no longer in that space, but it's a source of comfort or nostalgia or whatever. And so every now and again, I want to slide in the mugs, have some macaroni and cheese and just be comfortable.
Around
And I don't live in them. I just put them on every now and again, and then I won't belabor that point because I'm like, sometimes my fat jeans have become my skinny jeans, and I can't breathe. And
That
it's like,
just
you
means
shouldn't be
you're a
trying to put them
season.
on.
That's just the season you're in. It's just a
Yeah,
season.
oh, that choked me up. Like, I'll eat some kale after this. Okay, so.
Defried kill.
This is a mini-sode, so this is just like a little snapshot of all the fantasticness that you can look forward to. But one thing I wanted to make sure that we got in here, you mentioned that at first it was a hard pass.
Yeah,
You
no,
gave
I'm
the
not going
reasons
to
as to
school.
why. You said what?
Yeah, it was like, no, I don't want to do this. I don't like what would we do? And no, and literally over it was months, and I think Here's the crazy thing, though. I said no, but planned.
Listen, that's a message.
Said no, but planned. No,
Yeah.
seriously. I think by the time we ate, and maybe like 3 weeks later, I had like a show synopsis and a pitch deck. Like,
Yeah.
but I was like, no, I'm not
It wasn't
doing it.
even 3 weeks. I feel like it was the next day. Like it was, and I was like, what is this? I was on board already, and I was like, okay. I appreciate the thought. Thank you. Had all the episodes done, titles, everything, concept.
No,
Okay.
like, here's what it was. In my head, I was like, no, I don't want any parts. However, if she proceeds, I do want to be a part of what she does. So I'm like, I just want to help out. Still did not want to like do it myself. And then you came back and was like, I found a studio, we can do time and da 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 da. And I'm like, okay. Still had no intention. I was just like, I'll just continue helping with ideas and
Yeah.
ideation, and that was it.
The fact that that was your response for a no, I'm interested to know what your response would be for a yes when you are all in. Like,
Total obsession.
okay.
Literally, like, what I did after the fact. It was like, not as, I think after the fact, I was just like relaxed about it. But if somebody comes with to me about an idea and I'm like, oh, that's dope. Yeah, let's go. Then I'm fully submerged. Just like, I mean.
Respect. So there was a turning point for when it was, hey, now I get the vision. We can do this. What was that?
I needed empirical data.
So
I need,
official.
you know, I really, it was like, I said no. You were not pushy at all, but like I'm still
Laissez-faire,
talking
man.
to you. But my sister and the organization she is with, Distinctively Her, they did a mini master class, and so she was like, "I need three speakers," and she already had the topic ideas and everything. And I was like, "Oh, just throwing back to what we you know said earlier." I was like, "I got two really good people, really great people. Here you go." And so it was you, and then it was my mentor. And I'm not going to say her name, because if I do and she don't want to be like, called out, then like I don't want to lose my mentor. But
Fair.
she
Look at that
not and she
self-editing
won't
as you go. Good
spoil it.
job.
She would just, yeah, she's not gonna leave. She would just be like, girl, but I don't want that conversation. Anywho, but yeah, so I was like, yeah, two great people. And she was like, well, okay. We got the durable power skills. We have like, prepare, job preparation and all of those things. Who's going to do the AI portion? I was like, I don't know, girl.
Let me know what you found out.
Like, pretty much, because I'm like, I don't like speaking.
Oh, in general, conversation, tiring.
I don't, yeah. No,
Okay.
I don't like public speaking. I don't like what I'm doing right now, but I'm pushing
Okay.
myself. And
You're doing great, sweetie. Sorry, keep
thank
going.
you. I'm gonna take your word for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't like any of those things. So my sister was like, you're gonna do it because I said so, and she hung up the phone. Legit, you're gonna do it, hung up. And then the next thing I know, I'm getting a request for my headshot and bio. So I was stuck.
Yeah.
And then we show up, and like my mentor and Beck kill it. I mean, jokes is flying, dropping bombs, knowledge bombs, and like the women were like absolutely loving it. But I realized it was so well received. Like, I'm still getting messages, and it happened a month ago. And so literally a month ago to the day. And so yeah, it was like, okay, we got something here. And everybody kept commenting on our, like, how we fed off of each other. And so I was like, okay, there's something there. And I was like, oh, I guess it's proof. And then I hit her back and was like, all right, I'm in this thing.
Proof is in the pudding. I think it's interesting that you said, and you were stuck in a clam, perhaps. Is that where pearls are made? And so you had your own irritant that helped drive you to
See
do
what
what
you
you do
did
for
there.
others? Yeah.
I see
Dun
it and
dun
I'm lying.
dun.
That's great.
All right, great. You walked right into that. Thank you.
Again, it's like a joke. Oh gosh, it's great. Okay.
Okay, so the question is this cliche? What's our answer?
I'm still gonna say yeah. Like,
Yeah, and who cares? All right, listen,
word.
if everybody else is doing it, why can't we?
That part.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody just might like our flavor. There's 32 of them things at Robin Baskin Robbins, and so you could pick
Ooh,
one. We could be that
32.
one.
Yeah. Or we might be like 32.5, something you ain't never heard of. Just, a little swirl or something that, well, never mind.
32 and a
That takes me down
half.
another conversation. We'll talk about the swirl in the dating episode.
Oh, I cannot wait on that one.
Dun dun.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, stay tuned and you'll find out.
Oh, that's gonna be fun. But yeah, so I mean, what do you think about the process, the irritation process that I went through?
I think, oh, your process specifically? Or in
No,
general, our com
just all in general, like you experiencing it and then going from Sovu to now we're on stage and like how was that process for you?
I think it was necessary. Both of us have the personality and work ethic that even if we would have started last year, we would have put effort into it and it would have been great. But I think sometimes certain things are necessary for it to turn out a certain way. Like, I can have, anybody can make cornbread, but there's a difference between, box cornbread, hot water cornbread, homemade cornbread by some your mother. You know what I'm saying? And
Yeah.
sometimes it's the process that makes things have a different taste, consistency, outcome. And I'm excited about the outcome that we're going to have now because of the process that we went through.
Or cornbread. I like
Yeah, I am corny.
Yes.
And you're the bread part because it's your money, honey. Yeah.
I'm money. I like it. I
Yep.
like it. I'm
I just thought of
money.
that. I think
Yeah.
that flowed
I
well.
got coins. I wish.
Coins.
No. But yeah, so that is how we got here. Our story a little bit, just a little amuse-bouche of
Ooh.
what's to come. And
That's
so
French.
it is. I try because you're doing the French thing. And so I
That's
was
very
like, I'm
nice.
gonna learn a word. And
I'm
it's
proud of
gonna
you.
be about food.
Quite
But
bien.
yeah.
So yeah. Taste and see that the show is good. We both, after I said that, I was like, Jesus, wait, was that
Yeah,
blasphemous?
look at you dropping scripture.
I had saints.
Yeah, so now we are going to move to a segment of the show that we like to call Straight BS.
Da-da!
And
That
that's
flowed.
for
Keep going.
it's for the blind spot. Movie, TV show, title, shout
Da, da,
out.
da, 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 da. That wasn't
That
exactly
part.
what you were going for, but
Yeah.
okay.
Sure, why not? But in this, what we call it, the blind spot, we like to highlight some tools that you could use pretty much based off of the show theme of the episode. And so today we are going to talk about Gamma.app, which is an AI tool that I introduced to Beck. And she just kind of took it and like lost her mind and did all of this great genius stuff. So
I don't know if I lost it, but I knew where I set it down. I went back and picked it right back up.
all right.
Tools that you can use. I like that. Do-do-do. It very much gives me like PBS old school tools that you can use.
Or LeVar Burton, the more you know.
The more you know.
Wait, was that him or the NBC?
Girl,
Wow, I
no.
screwed that
It
up.
was on
He was reading
television
Rainbow,
somewhere.
but that was definitely like
Reading
an NBC thing.
Rainbow. I
Yeah.
can. Go anywhere. And if I say it differently, then I don't have to worry about copyright, right?
I
Okay,
don't know, but they
sure. I
won't see a
stopped. It wasn't
blocker, so
enough of us.
surely they won't. Hopefully
Yeah,
they won't.
surely. Surely. And she's so nice,
Surely.
guys. get to a kind viper, is it? No. So yes, Gamma.app, introduced to me by the illustrious Tiffany Martin. So first I used it. We were talking about websites, and I was saying I need to set up my own personal website, and Tiffany was like, hey, use Gamma. And I was like, okay, sure. It was one of those things where you file it on the back of your mind, and I'm like, at one point I'll do it. But I didn't. Okay, that irritant wasn't irritating me enough to get it done, so I left it alone. And then I had I feel like my lips are dry. That's neither here nor there. But in January I had a speaking engagement, and I also had a magazine article. I mean, that sounds like I'm trying to be fancy, but I'm not. It's just to say what inspired me actually getting it done. And in the magazine article that's being written, it said, "Do you have any websites or anything that you want to share?" And I was like, "Oh, it would probably behoove me to ha actually have a website so I can share it if they're going to be advertising this for me." And so, in one day, and maybe a day and a half, I put together my website, got everything published. It's live. RebeccaSkeet.com. It's neither here nor there, but it's somewhere. Check it out. And all that was done through Gamma. And I've used it for my website. I've used it for slide deck presentations, or a slide deck and presentation. That can be a little redundant, but anyway, you get the point. They have a AI image generator that I've used for different things, for posting on social media, also for posting on my website. And it's super easy to use. Pretty, I don't know, intuitive in that, excuse me. It walks you through all that you want to do. It's like, what are you setting up? A website? You setting up a presentation? You want to import something? You want to export something? So it's pretty straightforward, and it's a pretty fantastic tool to utilize. And then it is also being leveraged for our website, which is coming to a computer near you. And that was it. Any other thing you wanted to add on there?
So the good thing about it is, and why we are bringing it up, is because it is a no code, low code solution, partially. And so it is pretty much ran by generative AI. So you can type out just like your prompts and stuff, but we can go in way more detail in upcoming shows about what that is. So you can leverage all of the tools that we use and all of the tips that we will share so that we can make your life a little bit more efficient and safe. And so, yeah, it was a really great tool. I heard about it through Black AI Think Tank, as well as our friend Aaron Reddick with Chat Black GPT. And so I was like, hey, this will be a great resource. And here we are. So everything that you will probably encounter with us will have something to do with AI and cybersecurity. And so we like to use all of the tools and tips and share it with you all so y'all can get a good laugh, but y'all can also walk away, hopefully after listening to this in your car ride or at work, because we are safe for work, or at home when you're cooking or whatever you're doing, and like walk away and be like, hey, I know how to do something now. So yeah, there you go.
Yeah, 'cause learning is fun, the mental. And we're gonna have ourselves a good time. We're both smart, educated folks. Exactly like Tiffany said, as we use things, we want to make sure that we share it with folks. It's not a we're not over here trying to gatekeep or anything. If it's been a benefit to us, we want to make sure that it can be a benefit to you.
Yep.
Anyway, with that, any parting words for the good folk lending us their ear holes?
Yep. I would like to end with a dad joke.
Okay, I'm ready to laugh.
And I learned it from you.
Okay, good. That makes me feel even better. I
Yeah.
like to make myself laugh. Go ahead.
What is the name of the company that Wonder Woman and Spider-Man created together?
What's that?
Amazon Web Services.
The delivery. Good job, good job, good job. And the crowd goes, wow. That's a proper dad joke. Proper.
Oh,
Proper
yeah.
dad joke.
I
Thank
did
you.
good. I'm real
You
good.
did. You did
Okay.
great. Well,
All right,
this was
well,
fun.
it was one of many.
Stay tuned. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wonder Woman.